The science is clear. The science is clear. 9 out of the 10 hottest years ever came in the last decade.
Now, I'm not a scientist, but I do know how to count to 10.
Rising seas, more violent storms.
You got mosquitoes, sweaty people on the train stinking it up. It's just nasty.
I mean, look at what's happening right now. Every serious scientist says we need to act. The Pentagon says it's a national security risk. Miami floods on a sunny day, and instead of doing anything about it, we've got elected officials throwing snowballs in the Senate.
Okay, Mr. I think I got it, bro.
It is crazy. What about our kids? Okay, what kind of stupid, short-sighted, irresponsible bull?
Whoa! Hey!
What?
Okay, no, hey!
What?
All due respect, sir, you don't need an anger translator. You need a counselor. So now I'm out of here, man. I ain't trying to get into all this.
Go. Luther, my anger translator, ladies and gentlemen. Now that I got that off my chest. You know, investigative journalism, explanatory journalism, journalism that exposes corruption and injustice and gives voice to the different and the marginalized, the voiceless, that's power. It's a privilege. It's as important to America's trajectory, to our values, our ideals, than anything that we could do in elected office. We remember journalists we lost over the past year. Journalists like Stephen Sotloff and James Foley, murdered for nothing more than trying to shine a light into some of the world's darkest corners.